I'm so focused on his movements that I almost step in a container of nachos that someone left in the path. Ash's hand is warm on my elbow, and he guides me to the side of a booth where you can win a giant neon top hat if you knock over a pyramid of milk bottles with a softball. "Do you want to wander around?" I ask, nerves creeping into my voice until he releases me. The brief touch marks my arm like a brand.
"Do you want an itinerary?"
His voice is pitched low, and I lean in a little to hear him. My brain feels itchy, but his question isn't harsh.
"Ash, you should know that I always want an itinerary."
I try to jam my hands into my corduroys for an extra carefree vibe, but the fashion industry doesn't care about female pockets.
"Do you prefer for all your dates to be planned out?"
Dates. My stomach twists at that word falling from his lips. Not that he was calling this a date. I hear the unspoken question, though. Am I this exhausting at all times? What accommodations are necessary for someone to date me? It stings a little, but it's an old ache, like a sunburn that has gone through the scorch and has now sunk deep into the skin. "No," I say, finally. "But they've never required much planning. Josh had a very specific way of doing things, and we live in River Haven." I look around at the same exact vendors, games, and people that I have seen every year, every day of my life. There are rarely surprises. I start walking because I want him to look at something else.
"Besides, you're trying to teach me something different. I'm a much more diligent student than I am a girlfriend."
"Are all the teachers at school terrified of you?"
"No," I say stubbornly as he falls into step beside me. "I'm a delight to have in class."
"Oh, I'm sure," he says, his amusement warming me up by several degrees. "A delight, but intense in a way that somehow makes me feel like I'm the one who's forgotten my homework."
"Well, maybe you should be more prepared when we hang out."
We move closer to the food stalls, the aroma of burnt popcorn and corn dogs is thick in the air.
"I'll take that under advisement."
The rumble of a laugh he's buried deep fills the space between us. I clear my throat.
"Are you regretting your plan to take me here? This pinnacle of romance? I've got to admit, I don't think you're going to have a lot of material."
"Are you kidding?"
He stops, eyes roving the crowd.
"This is a hotbed of yearning, first love, and sexual tension."
"Unless you're referring to those two mustachioed gentlemen selling hot beverages, I'm not seeing a lot of any of that." I tip my head toward the stalls up ahead.
"I'm absolutely referring to them. One serving hot chocolate, the other serving cider, destined to spend their days so close, yet so far."
"Ash, be serious."
"Soon,"
he says, chewing on his lip ring.
"First, let's get something to keep us going. Chocolate or cider?"
he asks, but he's already in the first mustache's line.
"Ash, there's nobody in the cider man's line."
"For obvious reasons."
"Do you think he feels bad? I'm sure he worked so hard on all of this."
I look up at him, and he studies my face.
"Will you get something from him?"
"You want me to trade chocolate for cider?"
The overhead lights strung from booth to booth slip off the slant of his cheekbones.
"Look, I think his mustache is drooping a little."
Ash sighs. He moves to the other booth, and soon we're on our way with two steaming cups. My fingers start to thaw.